the Lord laid on my heart while I was away to look at this text where we have a king who has been reigning, and whenever we have different kings that have been reigning, and then it can be really repetitive, and sometimes I must confess, a lot of Christians even, they find it so difficult to trace who king is who and what times is it, isn't it? And so if we cannot remember all the kings and who succeeds who, but we need to see God in actions in every situation, in the life of every leader. So this is very important. Even if you cannot remember really the name of the king, you need to remember what the Lord has done and how the Lord was keeping his own people, even through bad kings or even good kings. And here we have a king, King Joash, here in the seventh year of Jehu, the king in Judah. Joash became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 40 years. So his mother's name was Zebiah. She was from Beersheba, a place of worship, a worship center. Joash did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all the years. You see, so here we go. This man, the Bible says, he did what is right in the eyes of the Lord. We will come across, and this king, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord. But what is the difference here? Why this man did what was right in the eyes of the Lord? And there can never be a great desire in the heart of a believer than more than to do what is right in the eyes of his Lord. Because that is what really the Lord God has put as a command. You shall love the Lord God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so this is the first commandment and the great commandments, isn't it? But we find it so difficult ourselves as human beings, like to love the Lord our God with all our hearts. And the results always, when we don't do that, is we will not do everything right in the eyes of the Lord. But this king, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. You see, even the Lord here, the Jehovah, the God of Israel. And straight away, I want to get into the reasons why he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. What was so really definitive? What was so important and enabled him really to do that? And then the Bible says here, he did what is right all the years Jehoiada, the priest, instructed him. It's because of this high priest who instructed this man. And this man, God gave him the heart of obedience, you see, and he listened to the teaching, the instructions of this faithful high priest. That was what really enabled him. It's not that he was so clever. It was not that he was so special in any way, you see, but because God gave him a heart to believe, he humbles himself really before this high priest. And you know the kings, they are endowed with great powers, isn't it? So they can choose what to do. Saul chose what to do. You see? Even he acted like a high priest, and also another king that we heard of last week while I was here, who wanted to be a high priest, who wanted to be a high priest too. You see? And yet the Lord said, no, I call you only to be a king. He was not humble enough to humble himself before a high priest and to hear the instructions of the Lord, which gave him the opportunity to be successful. In this life, no one wants to be a failure, isn't it? But sometimes we look for success in the wrong places. So we enroll and we do courses so that so we will be good at what we are doing, isn't it? We enroll to do that. Even when a dog bites a child, and so let us have dog education. So that is what we do. We have curriculum expanding, you see, and then that is what happens. So man loves to find other ways to do his own things. And so that is what kings do. Even like we have a temptation, even as God's people, to do things our own ways, not the way God's ways. And so the result is like we move around the desert for 40 years. You see, and not getting into the place of rest, not getting into the place of success, and also influence and authority and also joy. Most of our struggle is when we interfere with God and interfere with the Holy Spirit, so our will be hard going. I know there are times where things can be hard just because of the opposition of the enemy, and also, yeah, but here we have a king who was listening to a high priest. And that was what really the text says here, that has enabled him to be successful and to be listed among the kings who are godly. No single Christians would want to miss out from the praise of our Lord, isn't it? Well done, faithful servant. You see, so this is our desire. And also to have the hand of God in every step you take, you see, and to know his leading and his guiding. So to be led by the Holy Spirit and guided by the truth of God. And so that is the pride of every believer. If you give yourself to this, I'm not saying that you will not have troubles, but I'm saying you will. The Lord will record that you have pleased him, because that is what the text here. This man, he did what is right in the eyes of the Lord. And that is what the Lord desires and he looks for with us. He wants to see us having the right heart, the right attitude, and also doing when we act, believing and acting. You see, they all go together. You see, our public confessions must be followed by our actions as believers, as we conduct ourselves, and also when we interact with other people, so the people see Christ in us, and they see the sweet aroma of Jesus Christ. Unless we will be like other kings who were not listening to God and just doing their own things, and they end up being recorded as those who have done evil in the eyes of the Lord. And we have no greater than our most high priest, Jesus Christ. And even you have here, Jesus is perfect. Jesus is our great high priest, our perfect high priest. Even with this high priest, who is so limited in many ways, a human high priest that describes in Hebrews as to be always chosen among the people, and also when he goes and offers offerings, so he will also offer for himself, because he is weak and he is a sinner himself. He needed atonement for his sins himself. You see, but we have a perfect high priest who didn't need to go through all these things. And so he is not chosen even by man. You are the high priest at the order of Melchizedek, who has no mother and father, just which means like pointing to the divinity of Christ. As a high priest who is the Savior himself, the Redeemer, the Son of God. You see, here, that is the one that we have here now, being also our prophet, our teacher. Jesus Christ instructing us to live as his own people. And so, not only teaching us, but also interceding for us. And he is perfect, even with this high priest, even though he taught these people. You see, also there's a lot of imperfections there. And so the high places, the king, did everything that the high priest instructed him. But verse 3, the high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. So there are limitations, even though this man is doing what is right. You see, but also there are things that will be beyond his strength, really, to do. And it's very comforting, because sometimes we think we can do everything really as we wish, isn't it? So sometimes we deceive even ourselves to think that we are doing everything right, you see, and not really giving ourselves a chance to see that we can only do what the Lord enables us to do. And so this man, even though he has done everything right, but there were things that he was unable even to do. And especially when it deals with other people, you see. So when it deals with other people, you don't have real power to change people. It's still when people open their hearts and themselves do what is right before God. When themselves are enabled, when themselves, they submit, they commit themselves to God and listen to his instructions. But obviously, these people didn't do everything right, because there were high places, people were still worshiping other gods and really practicing other nation practices. Joash said to the priests, so this is another thing. Now, they also, we are not told whether this high priest continues to live during the reign of this man. I suspect that this man has died. And now the reference is to many priests. You see, to many priests, because in verse 2, Joash did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all the years of Jehoiada, which implies that all the years of the life of this high priest. But when he finished, there were other priests who were supposed to carry on the same thing, but these priests even themselves, they were drifting themselves, because they were instructed to collect all the money that is brought as sacred offerings to the temple of the Lord. The money collected in the census, the money received from personal vows, and the money brought voluntarily to the temple. The people were very generous. They were worshippers. They were honoring God with their finance. They wanted to do the work of God. Let every priest receive the money from the one of the treasurers, and let it be used to repair whatever damage is found in the temple. But they were not faithful after a long time, but by the 23rd year of king, because he is seventh year. So it's a long time, isn't it? So they were unable to finish the work. Therefore, the king Joash summoned Jehoiada, the priest. Yeah, so he's still there, isn't it? So we thought he's not there. So maybe we don't know whether he was the majority didn't do the right thing, you see, or he became also, he drifted himself. But because the king trusted him, so now I believe the king speaks to him and said to him, therefore, King Joshua summoned Jehoiada the priest and the other priests and asked them, why aren't you repairing the damage done to the temple? You see, that is why I said he is not a perfect high priest, you see, or priest. But we have a perfect high priest, Jesus Christ. Even with that, these people also, they erred and they did what was not right in the eyes of the Lord. And so the king now here, who grew in his faith and trust for God, he took really the initiative to challenge. It is not interesting that for us as believers, that the very one that have instructed us also can err. But because we are all equal before God, we are to make our own minds, not to go against the Lord ourselves, because someone that we trust so much has drifted, so we are also to drift away. But this king, to his credit, he was strong enough even to challenge the very one who instructed him. And so what a lesson in this. So it teaches us that the Lord is worthy to be obeyed. The Lord is the one in charge. The Lord is the one who has called us to obey him. You see, he must provide people to help us to believe, to believe in him. But ultimately, all that we need to do, we need to be like this king. At times together, his strength, and to make different decisions according to the will of God, to the word of God, and then to the truth of God. This man, he didn't waver even a single moment. He didn't waste time. He said, why aren't you repairing the damage done to the temple? And now he will instruct so that no more money to be collected by the priest, but he himself and others will oversee, will have the oversight over this. And if we continue reading this, why aren't you repairing the damage done to the temple? Take no more money from your treasurers, but hand it over for repairing the temple. So you get the people who are doing the work and they gave you the price, we pay them straight away. So there are no managers who are not pleasing to God, who are not perfect. But we have a perfect high priest, Jesus Christ, who will not instruct us in error, but he is perfect He is divine. He will always be righteous to help us all the way to do what is right. And here we see the imperfect priests of this time. They didn't do what is right. And the king had to stand up and challenge them and do the will of God. I think we all have the opportunity as God's people to really to be bold and to be courageous and to press on with what the Lord is calling us to do, whether in actions, whether in our lives, whether the call he is laying on our hearts. And so not to give up at times when things are hard and when we face challenges, but we are to press on and do what is right before the Lord, regardless of the situation we find ourselves in, because we have a high priest who will not just only instruct us to do what is right, but also he will enable us to do what is right before him. Jehoiada, he did well in listening when things were right, and also he did right when things were going the wrong direction. He had the courage to challenge what was going on, even the very people who were supposed to be leaders in the temple, leaders of God's people, people in instructed to teach the God's people the right ways, people who were given really the responsibility to be people of integrity, to handle finances wisely, and then to build the temple of God. And so we can learn from this text that we need to have hearts to believe and also to when things are against what God calls us to do, we are to be also willing to depart from what is wrong and to go the path that is pleasing to God. Let us pray.